This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Renee Montaigne. In Iraq, a fierce battle is underway between American-led forces and militant supporters of radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. The fighting is taking place in and around a mosque in the southern city of Karbala, where U.S. officials say two dozen Iraqi fighters have been killed. U.S. forces were also engaged in overnight battles near two other southern cities, Najaf and Kufa. NPR's Eric Westervelt joins me now from Baghdad. What more can you tell us about these clashes, Eric?
Well, Renee, the fighting continues this morning. We've been in phone contact just in the last hour with several Iraqis who live in Karbala, very close to the fighting. One we spoke with said it's very tense. Nobody's in the streets except some of Sadr's militia fighters. He said both sides continue to exchange gunfire. And as we talked, we could hear the sounds of some explosions and gunfires. And in fighting early this morning, Renee, American soldiers, including special operations forces and some Iraqi troops, fired on a building right behind a mosque that Sadr forces were using as a firing position, the U.S. said, and to store some weapons. An explosion followed as this weapons cache detonated and burned for several hours, these witnesses we talked to said. And a senior U.S. official says about two dozen Sadr militiamen were killed in the fighting. When pressed on how he knew those numbers specifically, the military official said, "This is close-quarter urban combat, and we can count them. Most of the engagements are just about 200, 300 meters apart."
Efforts are underway to negotiate an end to this standoff. It's a weeks-long standoff between the occupation authority and al-Sadr's forces. What do you know about that?
Well, the fighting is going on very close to two of Shiite Islam's holy sites, the shrines of Hussein and Abbas, and some negotiations do continue, Renee. Several Shiite factions apparently agreed Tuesday on a plan to have Sadr pull his militia out of Najaf in return for a U.S. withdrawal from the city. But this is an idea that's been floated before, and the U.S. has repeatedly said they're not negotiating with Sadr. And a senior U.S. official we spoke with this morning said they remain firm in their demands that Sadr face murder charges against him, disarm his militia, and leave government buildings and return government property. And clearly the continued fighting overnight, Renee, shows that a peaceful solution doesn't appear at hand in Najaf and Karbala.
Eric, the big news in the U.S. is the decapitation of Nicholas Berg, the 26-year-old American civilian, which was graphically shown on an Arabic language website. Is there any new information about who killed him?
Well, the message on this Islamist website where the beheading video appeared said the killing was carried out by Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. He's a Jordanian-born terrorist with apparent ties to al-Qaeda. The U.S. continues to believe Zarqawi is in Iraq and responsible and potentially coordinating numerous attacks here, including suicide car bombings and a recent attack on some oil facilities in the south. All the men in the video are hooded or masked, so there's really no way to know if Zarqawi was among those taking part in this grisly attack. On the tape, the group vows that this beheading is the first of many, Renee, saying, quote, "You will receive nothing from us but coffin after coffin slaughtered in this way." And they said the dignity of the Iraqi men and women at Abu Ghraib, in their words, will only be redeemed by blood.
Just briefly, what's been the reaction to the Nick Berg murder among Iraqis and American civilians working there in Iraq?
Well, we talked to many Iraqis on the street this morning, Renee, and several shopkeepers. There were a few conspiracy theories, but the vast majority said they were repulsed by the killing. One said this is un-Islamic and said, quote, "I saw the images on TV and I was ashamed as a Muslim to see these acts being carried out in the name of my religion."
Thanks, Eric. NPR's Eric Westervelt in Baghdad.